What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into our weekend kickoff special edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Now happy to welcome into the radio huddle, Josh Weinfuss, covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN. Josh, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to coming down to New Orleans. I imagine you'll be flying out soon.
Yeah, coming down Saturday. It's it's hot here. It's humid there. So I don't know. It's like six one way, half dozen the other.
One of the things with the Cardinals, you sort of know what you're going to get offensively from them. Certainly, it's a big year for Kyler Murray. He's got some weapons around him. Trey McBride just turned into an unbelievable football player last year for the Cardinals. And he was a good player before, really turned into an elite tight pass-catching tight end. But what do you expect this year with Marvin Harrison Jr.? Body-wise, he's sort of grown into that. And, man, that gives you a guy, certainly in the red zone, short yardage, that he's going to be some issues.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's probably the number one question offensively with this team is what he's going to look like, if he's going to make that jump that a lot of receivers do, or a lot of players in general, from year one to year two. But, yeah, like you said, he's put on some weight. He gained 11 pounds. He was playing at 209 last year. He's 220 this year. He looks it, right? Like, he's bulked up in all the right places. And he said it's really helping him at the top of his routes. And from our perspective, he hasn't lost any of his speed, even though he's gotten – a little bit bigger. But how that translates on the field in a game, we still don't know. You know, like last year, him and Kyler Murray had a lot of pretty bad miscommunications. So has that been fixed? We don't know yet, right? So that's kind of the biggest question mark. But in theory, he's put on some weight. He's still as quick. He looks good. He has that experience from last year. The game's slowing down. So all the pieces are there, but whether they fit into the perfect puzzle is still yet to be seen.
Man, I'm a big James Conner fan. Knowing what he overcome to be the player he is, and nothing fancy about him, but, man, he's a load once he gets started. And I think anytime you can have a running game going, it certainly helps any quarterback. But Conner has really been a great pickup for the Cardinals.
Yeah, man, he's coming up back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He's a beast. He's an absolute beast. He'll set the tone on the ground for this team, but I think, you know, Kyler Murray, I would expect him to run more this year, so that compliment, I think, will help James even more. And then behind James, you have Trey Benson, who's really come he started to make that year two jump as well. So he'll be able to spell him early on in the season and keep James's legs ready and fresh for that second half of the year. But he's a bruising downhill running back, and you don't want to get in his way, right? Like, if you're trying to stop him and he has a full head of steam, good luck to you. But the thing that he also does well is he's really good out of the backfield as a receiver. He can split out wide if he absolutely needs to. So he's a whole package. And like you said, you know, he's I don't know if he's 30 or just about to turn 30, but to see him have this success at this point of his career, after everything he went through, I think it's encouraging to a lot of players.
Bringing in a couple vets up front along the defensive line with Josh Sweat, and then Calais Campbell, who, man, unbelievable at his age. He can still play at that level he plays, and it's not every down, but, man, he can give you some quality snaps if it's 20 to 25 snaps. And I think they'll be important early on, won't have Walter Nolan. Tell us a little bit about the story with Walter, because he got hurt before the training camp. And we were kind of told he didn't take a snap in any of the drills, did not play in preseason. And so he's going to be out at least, four games before he can come back. But the impact of Josh Sweat, Calais Campbell.
Yes. I mean, this is Calais' second stint with the team. You know, he was drafted here in 08. If I'm not mistaken, he left in 2016. He wasn't re-signed as a free agent that year. And what he's brought with him is, you know, a lot of leadership. And that's kind of the main reason they brought him here is, you know, he said he's good for 30, 35 snaps a game. If he starts getting to that 40 snap area, then it's going to be tough for him to recover and be fresh the next week. But where he's really been a major asset so far in the locker room, from what guys have said, is his experience, right? He's kind of another coach out there. He takes guys under his wing. He does a lot of teaching. We saw it in training camp all the time. He would just pull a guy aside after a drill or just kind of talk to a guy during the line while they're waiting to go again. And just kind of, you can see him like using his hands, using his feet, showing them what they needed to do. So from that standpoint, he's been a major boost to this locker room, right? And Josh Sweat obviously is just a talent. He had his two best seasons of his career with Jonathan Gannon and Nick Rollis in Philly, and now he is reunited with both of them. You know, Rollis is the DC here. Obviously, Gannon is the head coach. So there's a lot of expectations on what Sweat can do. You know, and he'll basically have one side of that pass rush to himself, and the other side will be kind of a rotation between Baron Browning, Zaven Collins, Jordan Burch, who's a rookie out of Oregon. So they have a lot of weapons in that front seven. It's a major overhaul of the entire defense, basically, something I've never seen covering this team for 13 years. And I think the expectation is that this defense is going to carry this team as far as it can go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Secondary-wise, we all know about Buda Baker, but a little bit about the cornerback play.
Yeah, so the Cardinals lost two of their main starters from last year to knee injuries. Sean Murphy Bunting, he suffered a knee injury during the offseason. And they knew about that going into the draft when they drafted Will Johnson out of Michigan in the second round. He was a projected high first-round pick, but at a alleged knee injury caused him to slip. And then they lost Starling Thomas V during training camp to an ACL. So down those two guys, they've had to kind of reshape that room a little bit. What we're looking at now is, you know, Max Melton will be one outside corner, and Garrett Williams will be the other outside corner. But when they go to nickel and dime, Garrett moves into that slot role, and then Will Johnson comes on the field as the other outside corner. So they're young, but they're quick, they're fast, there's some talent there. But I think inexperience is going to be the biggest issue. And what kind of learning curve will Will Johnson have? He's smart. Everyone raves about how well he's absorbing the playbook and kind of translating that into the field. But obviously, when things start for real, it's very different than anything he's experienced in college or in training camp or the preseason. So we'll see how he does on Sunday.
Is this sort of a make-or-break year for Coach Gannon? Because, you know, there are some pieces here of the puzzle. There are some pieces here that can make it really, really big for them. Now, they got to have Kyler Murray play big. He's got to be the catalyst of this. But you can see if the cornerback play comes around, they've got enough on defense, especially if they can get Walter Nolan back sometime and maybe after the first quarter of the season or so, that, man, this could be a really good football team.
I don't disagree, right? Like, I think this team has the defensive pieces for that unit to be very good very early. I don't know how big of a year this is for Gannon, right? I think if they don't surpass last year, so they went 8-9 last year. They won 4 games his first year in 23 when they didn't have Kyler for about, I think, first 8 or 9 games. If they don't reach 8 wins this year, he will be on the hot seat, I think, going into 2026. I don't foresee them firing him after this year if they don't reach those levels. However, what I do think could happen is that the GM, Monty Austinfort, I think his seat could get warm if this team struggles. And here's why. While he overhauled the entire defense, basically, he kept, you know, Budda Baker and Jalen Thompson intact. There's a couple of guys he kept in the rotation. He didn't touch the offense, right? Like, they are bringing back 10 of 11 starters, and the one guy who didn't start last year, day one, ended up starting a few games for them, and his backup this year was the starting right guard last year, right? So there's a lot of familiar faces, but if that unit struggles, there's going to be a lot of questions internally and externally as to why didn't they do anything in the draft and free agency to add to that room. That, and when I say room, I mean the entire offense, right? Like, they could have used another receiver. They could have used a little bit more bulk on the offensive line, and they didn't address any of that. So I think if this team struggles this year, obviously we're going to have to take a step back and look at why. Was it Kyler? Was it the offensive personnel? What was it? But I think Gannon could be safe, and I think that he could go on the GM.
Man, tell everybody, I think he's a stud player, and he grew into that spot. I thought he was sort of a neophyte from a technician standpoint. Paris Johnson Jr., who I think is one of the elite left tackles in pro football today.
So it's interesting that you use that word, because I think he's very good. I think he's too young to be elite, and people around the building tend to agree with that statement. He's a few years away from being elite, but I do think he will be one of the next highest paid left tackles in the NFL, right? He has everything you want out of that foundational player. He has the size. He has the strength, the quickness, the hands, the motor, the head, right? Like, and he has a personality to kind of own that position as well. But you look at him, you're like, that dude's a power forward in the NBA right now. Like, and you translate it to left tackle, like, he can move any direction. He's quick off the snap. He loves pass blocking. He loves being on an island, which I think is kind of a massive thing, right? Like, he does not mind that pressure of taking on the league's best pass rushers week in and week out by himself. But I do think he's not yet elite. I think he's one step below elite. And I think we have this conversation in 2 years, maybe even next year, but for sure 2 years, 3 years from now, he will be part of that conversation.
Man, he's good. He's awfully good. And he's come so far from when I first saw him at Ohio State, when he wasn't really a technician. He was more of a size athlete. But, man, who's ever worked with him, I'm going to be honest with you, they've done a really good job developing him.
100. And here's why I think he's going to take some significant strides this year. There's two reasons. One, he's playing the same position for the second straight year. It's the only time that's happened since high school. And two, his college coach, Justin Fry, who was the O-line coach at Ohio State, is now his O-line coach with the Cardinals.
Josh, thanks so much for the time, man.
Thank you, Josh.
In the Dome on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh.
That's Josh Weinfuss, who covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.